I'm Bob Bolton from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and this is Alaska Voices, a place for communities to connect through conversation in order to build a better tomorrow for Alaskans and the world.
Originally, I grew up in Gakona, Alaska.
Tyonek.
Egypt.
Idaho.
Rampart.
St. Lawrence Island.
St. Paul.
And I'm here with my student.
My science buddy.
My teacher.
My homie.
I'm his daughter.
My name is Carolyn Leffler. I'm 30 years old. We are in lovely Fairbanks, Alaska. And I know Dina. We've known each other for 10 years. She's my friend. She's my housemate. And she's also a former boatmate.
And my name is Dina Abdel-Fattah. I'm 28 years old. And Carolyn is my friend, my housemate, and my former boatmate on the William Mary rowing team.
What do you think your biggest challenges are going to be, both professionally and personally? You know, you're very early on in this career, in this move, and as the next few years roll on, what do you anticipate will be your challenges?
I think myself will be one of those.
Tell me about that.
I think it's hard when you're kind of in between two worlds and making a case for yourself personally. Sometimes you feel like someone better informed or more involved in this process of modeling could easily do this better than me. You know, it's one of those like getting a sense of what is your identity as a researcher and your added value, and being able to communicate that both internally and to others is very hard, but also very important. But it does take time, and you don't always have those crisp answers 2 months and 2 weeks in.
Right.
And so being patient is also important.
I think all people experience it in their career, especially early on, where maybe we've received an opportunity that we're really excited about, but we feel a tinge of imposter syndrome. How do you overcome that? What would you tell a bright-eyed, excited William & Mary graduate today who is interested in sea ice and climate science? What have you learned so far through that self-doubt that would help that person along the way?
It's still a work in progress. But I think what I've learned and what friends like yourself and people that are important to me in my life have always shown me is you're stronger than what you think you are sometimes. It's incredible when you set your mind to do something and you actually achieve it and you're like, oh, why was I worried all along? Or why did I not think this was possible? And just to be able to be sitting here today talking to you in Alaska in a program that I wanted to do for so many years. I remember I was looking through some old emails a couple of days ago and I talked about this like back in undergrad. I was like, I wish I could do this. I wish I could study, be back in the physics world and be able to study these things. But I just thought I was too far gone at that point. I had invested in a whole degree and was on this different track and it just wasn't possible to make it back. You know, you make excuses and you always find a way to not give yourself credit that if you really wanted to do it, you would find a way. And I think just positive self-talk is the kindest thing you can do to yourself. And just being able to say, it's okay, it takes time. You know what you need to do, so why not start? And sometimes that hurdle between I can't do it and I just need to start it is so long and so hard. But once you actually get on that ball, you're on the momentum that you were capable of all along. And making that time smaller and that level of negative self-talk smaller too is really, really important. And I can attribute that a lot to community, you know, having people around you that you trust and believe in you, and you can provide that to them and they can provide that to you is really critical. Because once you get out of your head and start talking about things, it's clearly obvious what needs to happen.
The inside of the head can be a scary place.
Yes, yeah. A very scary place. And so just communicating is really the most important thing, building a network and community of people that you feel comfortable with and that you care about generally, because you will value what they have to say. And then just really pushing those limits. It's okay to be rejected. I mean, yeah, if you don't make it the first time, that doesn't mean that it's never possible or that it won't happen. But if it really means something to you, then why stop? You know, why not try again? Why not try it differently? So being able to push that boundary for yourself too, like rejection is totally normal. It happens to all of us, especially in the academic world. How many papers are not published and so forth. But that's okay. Because there will be papers that will be published. There will be opportunities that come along. and being able to like grapple with that momentary like, ah, it didn't work out, to you'll be fine. Yeah. Just keep working at it is something we will probably all work on for the rest of our lives.
I like that. I'm glad that you brought that up, because my next question was going to be around, how do we learn from failure? How do we see failure as an opportunity? And I think you really hit the nail on the head. And that's sort of back half of the conversation. It's reminded me a lot of what my grandpa used to tell my dad all the time, my dad and his brothers. And what my dad now tells us when we're struggling is input equals output. Keep going. Keep moving forward. Keep working towards it. And really try to find the opportunity in failure. I think it's important to remember that we all fall on our face.
Yeah. And sometimes we all, really hard.
Yeah, sometimes really hard. Sometimes really hard. And I don't think that as undergrads or young students that we hear that enough. You know, there's the naive sort of the world is our oyster, which is true. But it also comes with a lot of bumps and bruises. Maybe a few lost teeth.
There are points in my life where I've, in my mind at least, failed very hard. And it was really, really hard to come out of those. But being now where I want to be and looking back, I'm glad those happened. I would not tell that to myself in that moment if someone told me that. I would not receive it well, probably. If it wasn't for those failures, I would not be where I am today. I would not have course corrected to this point, or I would not have pursued opportunities that at that time didn't seem possible. So it's okay. And it's one of those things you don't want to hear it in the moment, but you do know it's going to be better. And I think especially that's where community comes in. It's really important to be more than just yourself sometimes and have that opportunity to bounce back and have people to talk about it with. And that's fine. And we're human. And I think that's something that I would love to see more also in the work world, is failure is going to be inevitable. And if we keep, you know, reprimanding it as a failure versus a mechanism to learn and grow from, it's going to be hard to help people to get out of those, you know, head talks and frustrations. So being kinder, not only to ourselves, but to our community, and realizing we're all human and sometimes we just make mistakes, and depends how big sometimes and how grandiose, of course, but we can definitely make it better.
Or how often. Perhaps.
And how often, exactly. But that's where dialogue is important. That's where you can help people grow.
Alaska Voices builds bridges by creating a space where community members, friends, policymakers, and scientists can share stories and place-based knowledge. This project was developed in partnership with StoryCorps and was funded by the Alaska Climate Adaptation Science Center. Additional funding was provided by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor through a generous gift from the Bentley Family Trust. Alaska Voices would not be possible without the help and efforts of an amazing group of people. Our producer and audio engineer is Kelsey Skomberg of Mossy Stone Media. Our podcast and outreach specialist is Michael DeLue. And our website designer is Carolyn Rosner. If you are interested in more conversations or information, please visit our website at alaskavoices.org.